News.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I am so happy to be back with you all. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be hosting another great show related to health and wellness. We're here every single Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., always bringing you a wide variety of topics related to health and wellness. Now, don't forget, we have one of the most amazing resources available for you today. We have a complete list of our archived previously recorded shows available for you to download absolutely free in a podcastable format or MP3 format to put on your smartphone, your iPod, your computer. And this is a wonderful way to get a fantastic education on health and wellness at no charge. All you have to do is go to www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the microphone on the right-hand side of the webpage and click on the archive show section, and it'll bring up all the previously recorded shows. Now, today, of course, I've got a great show lined up for you. We have a phenomenal special guest who's going to be on the line with us in a little bit. And today's show is going to be about sports nutrition. So anybody out there who is a weekend warrior or a competitive cyclist, if you have a child who's in high school and is a competitive soccer player, lacrosse player, football player, track star, whatever it might be, today we're going to be talking about the proper way to fuel your body from a nutrition standpoint to reach maximum athletic performance. And the special guest I have on the phone with me today is somebody who's worked with professional athletes, Olympic athletes, very, very well educated and knowledgeable in this field. And this is a really, really great show. We're also going to be talking about the different nutrients that are out there to support athletic performance, different vitamins, supplements, aid muscle recovery, inflammation, sports injuries, and how to do it naturally, how to work with your body to achieve the maximum benefits related to sports performance. Now, there's a couple things that I want to mention before we launch into our show. Just a couple little housekeeping announcements here. There is a Bethesda Green Gala. So Bethesda Green is a local place out of Bethesda that does basically green initiatives in the city of Bethesda. And they're having their annual gala this coming Wednesday, October 5th. It's the second annual Bethesda Green Gala at the Roundhouse Theater in Bethesda. There'll be presentation of 2011 Bethesda Magazine Green Awards. So go to www.bethesdagreen.org for ticket information. Now, here's my other question to you. Have you ever wished that your health insurance or that regular access to alternative medicine doctors was as easy as it was to go to your regular doctor? If the answer to this question is yes, then what you need to do is you need to support the Maryland Association of Naturopathic Physicians. We are seeking licensure for naturopathic physicians in the state of Maryland so that Maryland residents can have easy, regular access to the experts in holistic primary care. Naturopathic doctors are trained in four-year medical schools just like medical doctors, but with an emphasis and focus on preventative and holistic medicine. There's probably 20 to 25 naturopathic doctors in the state of Maryland working without clear licensure as to the scope of their practice. In many other states, naturopathic physicians are licensed as primary care providers and can provide services to you in a way that focuses on preventative and holistic care, just like your primary care doctor would. So if you're interested in supporting this cause, we need your help. We're a small group of doctors looking to put through landmark legislations to change the landscape of healthcare in Maryland, to make this state a healthier state by focusing on prevention and wellness, and also to allow Maryland people access to practitioners who are adequately trained in these therapies and can safely administer them. So if you want to support our cause, please go to www.mdanp, Maryland Association of Naturopathic Physicians.org. So it's www.mdanp.org. Now, let me introduce my special guest. He's got quite a bio, so I'm going to read through it. Bear with me because there's a lot of impressive stuff in here. Dr. Stephen Horwitz is a graduate of Cornell University and the National College of Chiropractic. He's certified as a chiropractic sports physician, strength and conditioning specialist, USA weightlifting club coach, HKC kettleball instructor, track and field level one coach, and a sports nutritionist. In 2010, Dr. Horwitz was named to Washingtonians' top experts in sports medicine. In 2006, he was named to the Guide to America's Top Chiropractor by the Consumers Research Council of America. And in 1996, Dr. Horwitz was the recipient of the Maryland Chiropractic Association's Outstanding Achievement Award. He is a credentialed active release techniques practitioner, certified Graston technique provider, certified kinesio taping practitioner, certified functional movement screen provider, and certified in dry needling by the Dry Needling Institute. Dr. Horwitz, this is pretty cool, was selected by the United States Olympic Committee as the sole chiropractor on the sports medicine staff of the 1996 United States Olympic team, and in that same year was appointed by the governor to the Maryland Advisory Council on Physical Fitness. He served as a chairman from 2002 to 2004, and in 2004, Dr. Horwitz was elected as the Maryland State Director for the National Strength and Conditioning Association and currently serves in that position. He's traveled internationally with the USA Track and Field team and its former chairman of both the USA Track and Field Potomac Valley Sports Medicine Committee and the Maryland Chiropractic Association Sports Council. He served as the team chiropractor for George Mason University and treats athletes from Georgetown University, University of Maryland, George Washington U, American U, Catholic U, Frostburg State, and Towson State. He treats athletes from local high schools in Montgomery County, Prince George's, the District, Northern Virginia. In addition to athletes, Dr. Horwitz has provided care for dance and theater groups like Jesus Christ Superstar, the Rockettes, Dance Theater of Harlem, Crazy for You in Chicago, and the list keeps going on. He's the author of the book You Can Be Fit, Golf Fitness Made Easy, and Rotator Cuff Relief, The Ultimate Guide to Rotator Cuff Performance and Injury Prevention. He's also written several sports injury and sports performance manuals, including ACL Injury Prevention, The Athlete's Guide to Sports Diet and Nutrition, Rub Some Dirt on It, The High School Coach's Guide to Strength and Training, Mobility Training. For 2 years, he wrote the Golf Fitness column for golfmidatlantic.com. So, Dr. Horwitz, quite a bio. Thanks for being with us today.
Wow, thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be with you.
Impressive when somebody else reads it, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, I think we got a great show lined up. I really want people to understand the fundamental concepts of sports nutrition because, in my opinion, there's so much misconception about sports nutrition. And I will say that I am guilty of this. I learned a lot about nutrition in my naturopathic medical school training in a way that was going to be implemented to help people achieve optimal health and reduce symptoms of chronic disease or acute disease. So we learned so much about how to use nutrition to affect people's health, but there wasn't a whole lot of emphasis on how to use nutrition to let elite athletes or let athletic people excel. And so I always just subscribe to sort of the old thoughts of, you know, somebody said you eat a big carbo dinner before you do an athletic performance. And I, even though I knew so much about nutrition, there was so much mystery behind what sports nutrition needed to be. Is it really true that a professional athlete, an NFL football player, an Olympic decathlon competitor would be able to benefit or would be able to get by on the fundamental principles of nutrition that I knew were good for promoting optimal health? I thought there's no way. A body under that much demand must have a separate set of rules. And that was until my own experience took me out to a training camp in Arizona for cycling. I'm an avid cycler. And I was out there training with Olympic athletes, with high-level competitive cyclists, and they fed us breakfast, lunch, and dinner and taught us the fundamental nutrition out of how to get your body to excel and exceed in highly athletic circumstances. And what I learned, which was so amazing to me, and I'm sure you're going to agree with me, Dr. Horowitz, is that the nutrition that needs to be in place to support optimal health is pretty much the same nutrition that needs to be in place to support optimal physical performance. And I was totally blown away because I hardly had to change anything I did with my diet to get the most out of my physical performance, and what a difference it made for me. So you're the expert here. I want you to share with us briefly some of your philosophies on and what you've learned by working with all the Olympic athletes, the professional athletes in your experience. What kind of nutrition do they need to foster optimal physical health and performance in their sports?
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's just eat good food all the time. And if you're an athlete, you're probably going to need to eat more of that good food all the time. And possibly, and I'll say probably, supplement to some degree. But therein lies the rub, is good nutrition habits are good nutrition habits, whether it's to stay healthy and live a long life and a full life, in other words, not just be alive, really live life, or if you want to perform in sports, you must eat well. And if there's one thing I've seen with athletes over 25 years of both treating people and doing strength and conditioning, sports performance work, so I kind of see it from both ends of the spectrum. And like you, I do cycle a little bit, but my sport is powerlifting, really strength sports, which I love and have always competed in. And the diet is critical. Now, a diet for cyclists and endurance athletes would be a little bit different than a diet for, let's say, a power lifter, but the basics are going to be the same. So I guess let's talk about what the basics are.
Well, what's interesting to me, a quick point before sure. we get into that, is athletes seem to have this idea that because they exercise so hard, they almost have a pass to eat really bad food. I've right. seen it over and over again, you know, with people that I ride with. You know, you get a stop and they say, oh, my body really needs carbs. So they'll eat two Twinkies or right. they'll take down, you know, a bunch of donuts or something that gives them a quick energy boost because they almost feel like they have a pass on eating healthy because their level of exercise, training and activity sort of, they think in their mind, compensates for that. And you see that in high school athletes. You see that in professional athletes. It's kind of like, oh, I can do whatever I want with diet because I'm exercising so hard. It sort of makes up for it. Not realizing that what they're doing with their diet is significantly crippling their performance on the field, on the bike, behind the weights, whatever it is that they're doing. And I mean, that's what I've just seen personally. And I haven't even been a physician who's worked one-on-one with athletes like you have. Do you see the same thing with the professional athletes and Olympic athletes that you've worked with?
Oh, without a doubt. And what they misconstrue is that they're getting a pass because they keep lean.
Right.
That is not the same as keeping healthy.
Right.
You can look great, as we both know, and not be healthy at all. And like you said, not only that, but they're crippling their performance. And really, when I talk about this topic, the first story I usually like to tell is working with an athlete named Rob Muzio. Now, Rob was two-time NCAA decathlon champion at George Mason back in the late 80s. And he got injured, unfortunately, in his senior year. He was not able to compete. And he missed the 1988 U.S. Olympic trials, was not able to go to the 1988 Olympic Games. And he basically wallowed in an injury state for about 2 years, almost 3 years. And then when I started to work with the George Mason University sports program, the trainer there tried to convince him to come and see me, and it took about a year, unfortunately. And I met Rob in 1990, and like I said, he had wallowed for about 3 years in an injury state. And the first thing I did with him was said, Rob, let's write down what foods that you eat. And this is 1990, so I didn't even have a computer. I certainly didn't have the internet. So we had to go to the grocery store, look at the nutrition labels, and figure out what he was doing. And write down, hand write down what he ate. And what we found was that he was just eating all junk food, literally junk, processed meats, processed carbohydrates. And I said, Rob, let's do something really novel. Let's get rid of the processed meat, the bologna, and have real meat, have a real steak, have a real piece of chicken, have a real piece of turkey. Let's get rid of the processed carbs and have real whole grains. We can talk about the grains a little bit later. But at the time, it was have real whole grains. So let's get rid of all the processed garbage. Let's get something green on your plate, you know, those things that grow in the ground called vegetables and those things called fruits and the different colored things called green peppers and those types of things. Well, it didn't take but 8-10 weeks, and all of his injuries, his plantar fasciitis in his feet, and his Achilles tendonitis, and his recurrent hamstring pulled, and his tight lower back and middle back and neck, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, everything started to heal up.
And that is amazing. Food has the ability to have a huge influence on the body's physiology. Now, when we come back from the break, Dr. Horowitz, we're going to be talking about the specific outline of the diet that is necessary for athletes in order for optimal performance. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be right back.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland, offering you all of your health and wellness needs, a full-service pharmacy, a compounding pharmacy to make custom vitamins, supplements, and medications for you, as well as over 10,000 different health and wellness products. Everything's from vitamins, herbs, skin lotions, suntan lotions, makeup, cleaning products, everything you could think of. If you've never been there, don't forget to stop in. Today, I have on the phone with me today Dr. Stephen Horowitz. He's a local chiropractor and has a 25-year history working in the field of sports nutrition and sports training. He has an impressive resume working with Olympic athletes, professional athletes, NFL players, collegiate stars, and has a wonderful, wonderful philosophy and outcomes in helping people achieve optimal sports performance through using nutrition and diet and natural therapy. So when we went out of the last segment, Dr. Horwitz, you were telling the story of the decathlon competitor that was injury prone for years. He came to you finally. You changed up his diet. His injury started to clear up. Why don't you finish the story, and then we're going to introduce the fundamental principles of what that diet is that you got him on. So go ahead.
Well, great. The end of the story goes like this. He healed up. He qualified for the 1992 Olympic Games and ended up finishing fifth in the world. And he was working almost full-time up until 6 months before the Olympics. So it was just a phenomenal outcome. The difference between a bronze medal and fifth place, third, fourth, and fifth were very, very close. And what it showed was he got as much out of his body as he could with a phenomenal outcome. I mean, how many people got to go to the Olympic Games, especially in the decathlon?
Sure.
What I thought was at the time, though, everybody will be like Rob, and everybody will pay attention, and everybody will make nutrition and their diet first priority. And what I found over the 25 years of practice is Rob was unique. Very few athletes do, and most miss out. So hopefully people will listen and jot some notes down about what to do and what we're about to discuss.
Right. And just from that story alone, you can see how something like a dietary change could literally make or break an athlete's career. So chronic languishing injuries, a small injury, something like plantar fasciitis for an athlete is crippling. For the average person, they may be able to get through their day because they sit at their desk and work on their computer and they can sort of get around the pain. But for an athlete, on their feet, training, competition, even the smallest little injury, irritation, tendonitis, inflammation can be crippling to their career because they can't train or can't perform. The repetitive stress on the joints and on the body exemplifies even small injuries. So, Dr. Horwitz, explain to the audience, how is it even possible that diet could play such a huge role in healing his injuries? Without even using steroid, cortisone injections, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, no drugs, no surgeries, how could diet have such an influence, and what is that diet that he's eating?
Well, as we know, the cortisone, first of all, and the non-steroidals are very damaging to the tissue. So that's something that gives you short-term pain relief but causes long-term damage. So I hope people hear that and understand that that is the last thing you would want to do, not the very first thing. And unfortunately, it's usually the first thing. That could be an entirely separate show. But when it comes to the diet, if we're eating all of these processed foods, then what we're setting up is an inflammatory response inside of our body. Now, training is trauma to the body. So in and of itself, we have to recover from each bout of training because, as you know and as I know, the harder you train, the better you're going to get, and you need to be able to repeat that in order to continue to get better. But you set up inflammation from your hard training, and if the inflammation's already there in the body, then the nutrients that you get from the food may not be enough. So the first thing we have to do is get rid of all the processed junk to calm down that inflammation in the body. And what would be the best diet? It's pretty much what people really know to eat. They just don't do it. You know, get rid of the processed carbohydrates. You need to eat good, fresh, preferably organic meat. So red meat is fine, but grass-fed cows, grass-fed bison, chicken, turkey, pork. You need to eat lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of fruits and vegetables. And then you need to calm down on the grains, and that's where I'm a firm proponent of what's called the paleo diet or the paleolithic diet or caveman diet, focusing on paleolithic-type foods, in other words, pre-agriculture.
Right. So this is based on the fact that for, I don't know, what, 400,000 or 500,000 years, humans evolved under this principle of a paleolithic diet, meaning we had accessible to us certain foods, and our genetic code adapted to the foods that were available to us over that huge amount of time. The advent of agriculture and the advent of farming is relatively new when you look at human evolution. So for years and years and years, we only had access to meats, vegetables, and basically fruits, right?
And nuts and seeds, you know, what grew from the ground but not was planted and genetically modified. So nuts, seeds, certain fruits, and certain basic foods. And that was it, just what grew in the ground.
Exactly.
What we've done is with the advent of agriculture, we can feed more people, but at what price? And it's called evolutionary biology. And some interesting studies have done with even the Egyptian mummy. And they found atherosclerotic plaque disease in mummies. They didn't die of this, but they might have if they had lived long enough. So one of the common comments are, well, you know, back then we died earlier. Well, it wasn't because of the of those foods, but those foods cause problems within the body that we can tell they were actually there. And because we live longer now, because of we're cleaned up just sanitary conditions, and we've invented things like polio vaccines and things that have kept people alive longer, now we're seeing the lifestyle disorders because people are aging and growing older. But we need to keep them healthier in older age, not just live longer.
Right. So one of the fundamental points of this diet, when we're talking about paleo diet, we're talking about a diet that's very restricted in grains. We're talking about a diet that definitely eliminates all of the processed foods, the foods that come in boxes, the foods that come in cans, the foods that, you know, frozen TV dinners, the type of foods that are so nutrient devoid. We're talking about eating fresh foods as close to a diet as you would get if you were living 10, 20,000 years ago and you were forced to hunt and gather your vegetables and fruits and get your meat. Now, this type of diet, the reason why it's so important, now, I've promoted this type of diet for so many different things, right? For optimal health, for chronic disease, diabetes, heart disease, a lot of these types of diets can help. But when it comes to being a professional athlete, it really starts to tie into this process of inflammation. Now, I've talked so many times on this show about inflammation, and diet is such a huge role in inflammation. People don't understand that food, your diet, what you eat is the strongest medicine that you can get every single day. Every day you get 3 to 5 chances to decide what kind of medicine you want to give yourself. Do you want to give yourself a medicine that promotes health, or do you want to give yourself a medicine that promotes disease? And that is the wonderful thing about diet. Foods that are high in sugar, refined sugars, fuel pathways of inflammation. Inflammation contributes to conditions like diabetes, heart disease, cancer, the top things that kill Americans. If you have a diet low in sugar, you're promoting an anti-inflammatory situation in your body. Also, we get into the fats and the good fats and the bad fats. Processed meats like, you know, bologna and high-fat meats and fried foods have bad quality fats. And what people don't understand is that fats are one of the strongest triggers for driving inflammation processes in the body. So the Paleolithic diet, the structure that we try and create, is a diet that reduces inflammation. And for a professional athlete, for a high-level athlete, for anybody, even if you're just a weekend warrior who likes to go out on the weekend and play basketball with your buddies, get out on the bike, go running, go rowing, whatever it is that you like to do, reducing inflammation keeps you able to train harder and healthier all throughout that point of time. It also enhances your ability to perform to the top, top quality. So, Dr. Horwitz, what am I missing here? What haven't I covered?
I think what's important also is you talked about fats. Number one, we want to remove those polyunsaturated fatty acids, the vegetable oils, but we do want to keep in the macadamia oil, the olive oil, the coconut oil, and even saturated fat, you know, almost the devil there of the fats. It's actually healthy in the right amounts. You don't want to overdo it. It's like you don't want to overdo anything. But saturated fats are actually okay, and the business of saturated fats causing heart disease is just simply untrue. So eating the meat does not cause a problem as long as you're eating the grass-fed meat, which would be much, much more preferable.
Right. So let's explain that for a second. We keep saying grass-fed beef, and I want people to understand that most of the beef that you get when you go to your store and you get a ground beef, you get a steak, you go out to a restaurant and you order some sort of beef, 99.9% of cows in our country are raised on grains, usually corn and soy, because it's very cheap, because the government subsidizes huge amounts the production of corn and soy. And in addition, the business of most cattle ranchers is to make a profit. And in order to do that, they give their cows grain because grain makes them put on weight faster and makes them fatter. And the heavier they are when they go to market, the more a farmer gets for them, because beef is sold by the pound, and it allows for them to get more money out of it. Now, grains like corn and soy are very high in the omega-6 essential fatty acids. The omega-6 essential fatty acids are, they drive the pathways of inflammation in our body. They fuel, they're like fanning the fire of inflammation. It's the omega-3 fatty acids, the kind we find from fish, that have the exact opposite of the omega-6s. They actually quench inflammation pathways in our body and slow that process down. Now, cows that are fed grass have very high levels of omega-3. Cows that are fed grains have very high levels of the omega-6 inflammatory fats. It's actually a grass-fed cow has almost the same ratio of omega-3 fatty acids as something like wild salmon. So it has a very healthy anti-inflammatory effect on the body. So it makes a huge difference what type of beef you are eating. What the cow eats, how healthy that animal is, translates to how healthy you're going to be. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to pick this conversation up again. Dr. Horwitz is going to share more of his amazing clinical pearls with us about how to eat and certain vitamins and nutrients to consider to maximize your athletic performance. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. Today, we are talking about sports nutrition and what kind of diet to follow in order to get the maximum amount out of your body in athletic performance. I have on the phone with me today as my special guest, Dr. Stephen Horwitz, who has 25 years of experience working with all sorts of athletes. We're talking NFL players, star collegiate athletes, Olympic athletes, high school athletes, you name it, he's worked with it. and has really figured out the science behind nutrition when it comes to improving athletic performance. I just want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning into the show, you can listen to it in its entirety, as well as all of our other previously recorded shows, by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, there's a little radio show icon. If you click on that, it'll take you to our archive show link. Myself and Dana Lake and some of the other staff members at the Village Green just recently went through the entire catalog of our 3+ years of radio shows and picked out our favorites, the ones that we think are the most valuable with the best guests and the best information, and we put it in our staff favorite pick. This is a great way to go through, listen to those shows one by one, and you will have such an amazing education about health and wellness for absolutely free. Where else can you go for that? So thank you to Village Green for sponsoring the show and bringing that to everyone. Now, I want to get back to this conversation with Dr. Horwitz on sports performance. We've been talking about diet and nutrition, but Dr. Horwitz, I want you to kind of take us through some more specifics. We've talked about the paleo diet, which doesn't put a lot of emphasis on grains, really very little. We're talking meats, good quality lean meats like grass-fed beef, wild fish, any kind of vegetables that you want. They try and limit really starchy ones like potatoes, but a plethora of vegetables, a plethora of fruits, nuts, seeds. But maybe you can talk a little bit about the grain issue, and then I would love for you to take us through a day in the life of a professional athlete. What would an Olympic athlete eat the day before an event? What would they eat after their event, especially if they had to compete again the next day? What, you know, I'd love for you to share with us specifics. So I'll let you go ahead.
Well, one thing about the grains, and I think this is very important for people who are interested in trying this paleo diet. And again, it's not really a diet. It's a way to eat for the rest of your life. And it's something that should be sustainable. It's something that should be fun for you to do on a daily basis. So when it comes to the grains, the general recommendation is remove them for a month. So all grains, legumes, and dairy, you might want to try removing it for a month. Now, why would you want to do that? Because you want to see how you look, how you feel, and how you perform when you're doing that. Now, why do you remove them? Because all of these items, the grains, the legumes, and the dairy, have different proteins in them that can cause a sensitivity reaction. So what do we mean by that? Most people are familiar with gluten, what's in wheat, and some people have a full-blown reaction to gluten like celiac disease, and some people are not sensitive at all. But most of us would fit in within a bell curve of some type of sensitivity. And that's the rub with these types of foods, is you want to see if you're indeed sensitive. If you're one of the lucky ones that's bulletproof and you can eat it all, more power to you. But if you remove them and you still think you're healthy, but you remove them, you may find out, wow, I don't get that nasal congestion anymore that makes me susceptible to infection. You know, my stomach doesn't rumble and I have that little bit of irritable bowel problems, or my heartburn's gone away and I really didn't have much of it, but now it's gone. So that's why you want to experiment, remove it all, and then slowly add back in. So maybe you can add back in rice. Maybe you can add back in oatmeal. Maybe you can do some butter, some sour cream, some organic plain Greek yogurt. You have to figure out what you can add back in.
Right.
And that's very important.
And the only way to really figure that out is to do exactly what you're talking about, an elimination for a month. You avoid eating the food, and then you introduce it one food at a time. So let's say you cut out the grains and you wanted to see if you were sensitive to wheat. After 4 weeks of not eating any wheat, you would reintroduce it for a day, meaning on that one single day, you might have several servings of wheat. After that day, you have no more wheat and you monitor how you feel for anywhere from 3 to 5 days post-challenge day. And you track your symptoms. If you have a return of some nasal congestion, if you have a return of some irritable bowel system, irritable bowel symptoms, if you have a return of some asthma or breathing problems or skin issues or arthritis pain, you know that it was due to the wheat. And you go through and you reintroduce each food one at a time, about a week apart, doing a challenge day followed by 3 to 5 days of monitoring, because sometimes these reactions can be delayed. And there's a great story. We talked a little bit about it in the pre-interview last night, Dr. Horwitz. This is a tennis player, Novak Djokovic, who is a Russian tennis player. And this spring, in May of 2011, he went on to beat Rafael Nadal for the fourth straight time, as well as Roger Federer, and was the world's number one. He had beat Nadal four straight times. He had always struggled with his performance. He was thought to be a great, great prodigy, huge potential, but he had breathing problems. He never could physically really meet the endurance needs that were necessary to beat the top players, until he met with a nutritionist last year. They suspected he had a wheat sensitivity, and they took him off wheat, and he has excelled ever since. Now, did he win the French Open this year? I don't think he did, but his performance was incredibly improved over previous years, and a lot of it was attributed to this wheat sensitivity, because it not only can affect you physically, but it can also significantly affect your mental performance, focus, and concentration. And in a game like tennis, focus, concentration is incredibly important. So that's just a neat story about, here's a one of the highest level professional athletes in the tennis circuit, a huge improvement in his career and his performance simply by the elimination of a very common food allergen, which is wheat. So I'll let you take it from there.
So now that people understand what the elimination type of diet is, they can experiment, and that's really the next rule with athletes, is you really need to experiment with all foods, especially when it comes to pre- and post-performance. Too many athletes, especially endurance athletes, pre- and post a marathon or a triathlon, will say, oh, I want to try something new and do it on race day. So I kid around and say, rule number one is never introduce anything new on game day, and rule number two is always follow rule number one. You really do need to experiment with what foods make you feel better, and we all have individual physiology, and that is a critical factor, is to experiment. So what would a normal day look like for an athlete? Well, for breakfast, let's get out of the mindset of breakfast foods. You could have leftover dinner. You could have that piece of chicken and sweet potato and spinach for breakfast. So get out of your head the breakfast food, the oatmeal, the pancakes. Get that out of your head. Now, I happen to like eggs, so my breakfast today was three eggs and several pieces of organic bacon piled on with broccoli, and I had a nectarine in addition. So that was my breakfast today. But tomorrow it might be leftover dinner. And that would be a great way to start the day.
Right. Protein is so important. And again, getting away from those grains and carbs and sugars in the morning is incredibly important, because as soon as you eat those, your blood sugar spikes. And as soon as your blood sugar spikes, your insulin levels spike. And as soon as your insulin levels spike, the inflammation pathway, the floodgates open. So, you know, you got to get away from that. Not only that, is when insulin spikes, then your blood sugar crashes. And when your blood sugar crashes, your body gets under stress. And when your body gets under stress, you can't perform like you normally should. So eating a breakfast that is high in protein, balanced with vegetables, balanced with fruit, balanced with protein, away from these carbs, is such a critical way to start the day. And that's the way I advise everybody start the day, not only an athlete. So we're talking here pre-game day. So there's breakfast. What's next?
So you know, for lunch, again, you want that really good protein source, so that meat, and then, again, lots of vegetables. And if you're an endurance athlete or an athlete that wants or needs to gain some weight, you are going to need some more carb sources. So, folks, don't forget that vegetables are carbs. And then, in addition, sweet potatoes, yams, all the different wonderful types of squash. You can make a dish like carrots and parsnips and turnips and make that into like a mashed potatoes. You can do that with cauliflower. So you can really increase the amount of carbs if you want to weight gain, if you're a hardcore endurance athlete and you just need those calories.
Right.
So
like,
the carbs are important. It just depends on, once again, what your individual needs are. But don't do the carbs with the process, the pasta.
Right.
Get that out of your diet.
So, like, for me, I have a really high metabolism, and the exercise that I like to engage in is cycling, which sometimes I'm on the bike for 4 to 6 to 8 hours at a time, doing really endurance things without access to a lot of food. So for me, the carbs that I introduce are things like quinoa or brown rice, sometimes the sweet potatoes, the yams, the good whole grains that don't tend to be highly allergenic, that are well balanced, that can give me some extra carbohydrate nutrition without giving me any of the inflammation that comes along with the processed grains.
Right. Now, you know that you can eat the quinoa and the rice, for instance. For me, they don't work well in terms of that inflammatory state, especially for me, the symptom is nasal congestion, which can lead to sinus infection. Mm-hmm. So I stay away from those because I've done that elimination, and that's the way it affects me. So it's very important to do that experimentation to figure out what works for you.
Okay, so we've gotten through breakfast. We've gotten through lunch. What's next?
The same thing for the same types of foods for dinner as for lunch. And then the other issue is that immediate post-practice, post-game meal. And this is very important, so it really does depend on when you train. And you want to do this immediately after, and that would be some type of protein, carbohydrate, liquid, because this is your window of opportunity to refuel, get lots of carbohydrate into the system to help refuel, and lots of protein into the system to let your muscles re-heal. And it's important to do this in liquid form because it gets absorbed better, and then you can have that real meal, you know, within an hour or two. But if you can have that drink, especially the high school athletes, where they can get some more pure, I prefer whey protein. A pure whey protein would probably, and I will say probably because, once again, you have to experiment, be the least likely to cause a sensitivity reaction. So when I say a pure whey protein, what you have to do is look on the label, and it should say whey protein isolate, and that's it. There should be no other ingredients when you look at the label of a protein powder. And most of the products out there, you'll see a litany of things that you can't even pronounce.
Right.
So you really have to do your homework when it comes to that. And then you can blend in your favorite fruit. And if you want to add, I add some coconut oil or some coconut manna for the good, healthy, short-chain fats. And even some glutamine, which is an amino acid that can help recovery.
Right.
That would be my post-workout shake.
Okay. So, yeah, post-workout shake is really important for anybody because at that point in time, post-workout, the muscles are starving for their amino acids and those complex sugars to replenish the stores that they burnt while you were working out. So getting a good post-recovery drink, a good whey protein, Village Green sells a bunch of really high-quality whey proteins that you can mix with anything, with some fruit, with even just some water to get in within, you know, 10 to 30 minutes after the workout is ideal. And this is great no matter what you've just finished doing, whether it's training for a marathon, whether it's cycling, whether it's powerlifting, whether it's a practice for lacrosse, soccer, football, whatever it might be, it's a great way to get those nutrients directly in. Now, I mean, I just love what you went through, Dr. Horwitz, because the diet, the day that you just went through, again, is the perfect diet for anybody for optimal health. And that's what blew my mind away when I went to my training camp in Arizona. They were preparing our meals, and I realized that this is how I eat pretty much every day. Meanwhile, instead of just going to work every day, I was climbing mountains and I was, you know, cycling 60, 80 to 100 miles a day and feeling absolutely fantastic. And what was great is the people that came along with me, my biking buddies, who I've been telling to eat this way for so long, finally got it on that trip. They got it because these were these professional Olympians telling them, this is the food you need to eat to perform. When they all got back, they stuck to the diet. And these people who had chronic acid reflux, who had chronic inflammatory conditions, problems with their weight, when they started eating this way, their acid reflux went away, they dropped weight and got to their optimal body mass, they performed better on their bike, they have felt better in every single way because the diet runs the course through. If you support optimal health for your body, you're going to perform better in any type of athletic activity, and your body's going to be healthier in general. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Horwitz, we're going to have a few minutes. I want to talk about some of the different vitamins and supplements that you use a lot for your professional athletes, because some of them play a huge key role in keeping athletes healthy and on the field and pain-free. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com. Bob.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Killham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalarti from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalarti provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalarti is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in. Hope you've been having a fun morning with me. We've been talking with Dr. Stephen Horowitz, who has 25 years of experience working with professional athletes, Olympic athletes, collegiate stars, high school athletes, and in the world of sports nutrition, talking about how nutrition influences your performance as an athlete. And it has been proven over and over and over again that diet plays a huge role in athletic performance. And the myth that we talked about at the beginning of the show is that because athletes are lean and because they exercise a lot, they don't have to worry about what they eat. And that is true if they want to compromise their optimal performance. And every single person that Dr. Horowitz has worked with, every single professional athlete that's followed his recommendations, enhances their performance on the field in their sport when they follow the diet that is conducive to optimal health. And that diet, it seems to go really well with optimal nutrition, is the paleo diet, which we've talked about, that can be modified slightly depending on what kind of athlete you are, what your specific genetic variations are, and what your body needs. So go back and listen to the rest of the show if you're just tuning in. You know, the paleo diet, there's these cookbooks, and I'm looking at this cookbook. This is good food. Cedar plank salmon, shiitake meatloaf, paleo fajita stir fry, chicken braised with celery, chicken marsala, beefed up mini wraps, pecan stuffed figs. I mean, this is good food. This is healthy food. This is the food your body needs to thrive. So in this segment, Dr. Horowitz, I want you to touch on a little bit some of the vitamins and nutrients that you find are so key to helping athletes perform to their maximum capability.
One supplement I always suggest is vitamin D, and it's important that people get their vitamin D levels run on their general physical, their annual physical. If your primary care is not running a vitamin D, please have them do a little bit of reading, because they're woefully behind the times. You really need your D levels run, because vitamin D, there are receptors for vitamin D in every tissue in the body, and it's been tied to, of all things, athletic performance. Not only, you know, rickets, but asthma, allergies, all sorts of different disorders can be caused by low levels of vitamin D. So very important. We're not sure of the exact mechanisms as to why, but it really enhances sports performance.
Sure, it enhances immune function as well. And one of the things that athletes can get into trouble with is they train so hard. And when you train really hard, your cortisol levels spike. And when your cortisol levels spike, your immune system takes a dip. So sometimes professional athletes have issues because they're flying around. They're in airplanes. They're in situations where there's a lot of germs. They're going from city to city, maybe a little sleep deprived, new environments, plus they're training and competing. And it's very common that high-level athletes are prone to getting sick. So getting your vitamin D levels checked, making sure you're supplementing. It's estimated up to 70 to 75% of our population is extremely deficient in vitamin D. So if you haven't had your levels checked, make sure to get them checked. And if we can do one thing alone, it can help keep your immune system up so that you're not as susceptible to getting sick when you're out there working your butt off doing your training or you're competing.
And since I know we're getting close to the end of the show, I want to mention three other things. One would definitely be probiotics to help the gut flora. The other thing would be magnesium. Most people are woefully deficient in magnesium, and magnesium, amongst many other things, is very important for muscle function, both contraction and relaxation. And the last thing would be fish oil. So either eat a lot of salmon, mackerel, or take a fish oil supplement. Those supplements can really make a big difference in cooling down that inflammatory state that we've mentioned a number of times, as well as enhancing your performance.
Absolutely. It's going to balance your body. Now, something else you use, Dr. Horowitz, and we just have a couple minutes to touch on it. It was almost the entire topic of my show 2 weeks ago. This is the proteolytic enzyme family. Bromelain, we talked about Wobenzyme in my last show. Just briefly kind of explain what these things do and what their application is with professional athletes or any athlete.
The application would be a wonderful natural anti-inflammatory. So you can take these supplements in between meals, and they will function as a wonderful anti-inflammatory. I would use bromelain at powerlifting meets, and I would take bromelain before my first lift, which would be the squat. Then I'd have my three attempts in the squat, and take some more bromelain between the squat and the bench, and then take some more bromelain between the bench and the deadlift, and then take some more bromelain afterwards. And even at age 40, which is already 11 years ago, but at age 40, I had no soreness the next day because I prepared my body with good food and the proper proteolytic enzyme, and had the best meat of my life at age 40. So you can still do it as you get older.
Right. These proteolytic enzymes break down inflammation, and they're a wonderful way to temper inflammation because any high-level athlete is going to be suffering from inflammation on a regular basis. Do you recommend athletes take them all the time during training, even on off days, or do you recommend that they use these proteolytic enzymes only during times when their bodies are highly stressed?
Mostly highly stressed, hard workouts, you know, unless you're training for the Tour de France or the decathlon or something where you're just pounding it every day at that highest level, then you need it every day. And that's the other part, is that you do need these supplements. If you're really training hard, you must have these supplements. If you're just taking a walk, please don't have that protein shake that we discussed. If it's just a low-level fitness walk, that's not a good thing for you. But if you're really training hard, then it's going to really benefit you.
Okay. And these anti-inflammatories, the bromelain family, Wobenzyme family, you can take them before your activity or before your training, and then during and or after to help kind of preload some of those anti-inflammatories. Yeah. Is that correct? Okay.
That's the way I would do it. Like I said, I would start my powerlifting meet pre-meet with some bromelain to preload my system, and then take it throughout the day, and then take a bigger dose at the end,
okay.
And it works like a champ.
Okay, so let's review the most key nutrients for athletic performance that have to be on board. We're talking about, go to your doctor, get your vitamin D level checked, and make sure that you're sufficient. The low end of the cutoff range is typically around 30 to 32. A lot of research shows that optimal ranges are closer to somewhere between 45 and 65. So getting them checked and getting on the right dosage of vitamin D, and then having your levels rechecked to make sure you're in the right range. Number two, Dr. Horowitz suggested fish oil. The omega-3 fatty acids quench inflammation and help the body to perform better. So getting on a fish oil is critically important. Magnesium is another one of the most important nutrients for energy production. There's no other nutrient that more enzymes use in your body as a cofactor. Magnesium is important specifically for the muscles, but also for the energy-producing powerhouses of your cells called mitochondria. probiotics to support the gut, because the gut plays a huge role in inflammation, digestion, nutrient absorption, which is important for recovery and muscle performance. And then also the last one, the proteolytic enzymes like Wobenzym and bromelain. If you want to learn more about the proteolytic enzymes, go to the archive section of the show, listen to my show 2 weeks ago, and it'll have an entire show dedicated to that. So that's the wrap up. Dr. Horwitz, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
How can people learn more about your practice?
If they go to my website, which is www.dc, that's Delta Charlie, dcsportsinjury.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Horwitz. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and I wish you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth every Saturday at 10 a.m. here on Federal News Radio. Please join me this week for my special guest, Rita Fagan, who is a reverse mortgage specialist with M&T Bank. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire D.C. metro area. If you'd like to know more about the firm, visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of
CNN Radio. I'm Paul Chambers. Those two American hikers freed by Iran are due back in the U.S. this hour.